is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Getting ready for the start of the third quarter back here at Cicero North Syracuse High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Big thank you to our producer, Jim Tomeo. He's back in the Sydney Main Street WCDO studios. Also, a huge thank you to Craig Stevens and Rob Ray for all the work they did this week to help make this game possible. They do a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, the tech stuff. Craig goes through and helps us with all our special sponsors. So huge shout-out to them for helping us throughout the week. Some more of our special sponsors include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Lasting Impressions Landscape of Hobart. Always get a lot of great support from our local businesses when Delhi, Walton, South Courtright, Stamford, any of those teams make a run in something over there in Delaware County. We get a great show of support from local businesses. So, all right, Delhi is going to receive this. We cannot stress how important this first drive is for the Bulldogs, Guy. What do you think? They got to come out and have at least a good drive and try to get some of the momentum back, I think.
They got to put points on the board. I really think it's that important, this possession, that they've got to get points on the board. It's two-possession game. After getting so close to the end zone the last possession, you got to get over that hump and prove to yourself that we can get the ball in the end zone. They've had great drives to start this game, but they just have not been able to actually get all the way in the end zone. So they got to be able to do that. And I think this first possession here really is that important.
I will say, throughout the year, when we were following Delhi or doing their games, they were a huge second-half team. Last week kind of went against that because they had a great first half and then scored no points until overtime against Tioga. So I don't quite know what we're going to see here in the second half, but traditionally throughout the regular season, they were a very strong second-half team. Dalgiel going for an onside kick here to start the third quarter, but it does not go the 10 yards. Took a tough bounce and bounced off one of their guys. So, well, great start to the second half for Delhi. You're going to have excellent field position as Dalgiel rolls the dice there. I like the call, though, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I do because...
They're going for the throat.
they are, but at the same time, if you don't get it like this, you get the short field position, but also... You're giving them, with the short field position, an easier chance to put points on the board. I'd like to make them have to go all the way down the field and go 70 yards or more.
Dalgiel counting on their defense here. Let's see what Delhi can do starting at midfield. They go right back to Cook, left side, and he is tackled at about the 45. Oh, still driving forward. Got a couple extra yards there out to about the 41. Cook, not to be denied on that carry. He's going to bring up second down at about 3 to go.
He probably picked up an extra 4 yards or so just by staying on his feet, being tough, not going down. As I said earlier, he has really impressed me with the way that he runs. He's not the biggest of guys, but he is a fighter.
And again, no Johnson. He has not played, not a single carry, and that has been the two-headed monster for Delhi this year. And here's Cook with a first down run. Boy, hammers the hole hard across the 35 to the 33 and pick up the first down for the Bulldogs here. We're about 40 seconds into the start of the third quarter, Dalgiel 16, Delhi nothing here in the state regionals.
And not only that, you informed me that a couple of key players, if not at least one more, is not here because of a class trip and stuff like that. So Delhi down a couple of really important players.
Yeah, Delhi has a trip, I believe it's twice a year. Here's a handoff to Cook on first down, hits the pile, but nowhere to go. Dalgiel wrapping him up at the line. They have some sort of exchange program, I think it's once or twice a year, where some students go over and spend some time in Germany. I believe it's a week or two. I've known a lot of athletes that have done it over their time at DA. Unfortunate timing here, and I guess those student athletes still on the road, on the trip, so unable to play in this game. So this is going to be a second down and 10, about 10 and a half to go here, third quarter. Delhi trailing 16 to nothing. Cornell, the QB, drops back, throws to Schnabel, incomplete. Third down and 10 coming up here, and a good tackle on the outside. Good coverage there by Dalgiel to bring him down. That was Wyatt Eggleston on the outside.
And we can't stress enough, the one in particular player that we were talking about with that is an offensive lineman and starter for them. And we were talking before the game, the importance of the line, especially for a team that runs the ball. But the line is so important regardless of level of football. But when you're a ground-and-pound team like this Delhi team is, that guy is going to be very important to your team.
Those guys never get enough credit on the line, that's for sure. Third down and 10 coming up here for the Bulldogs. In the shotgun, Cornell hands off to Cook, cuts it back left side. Cook grinding forward to the 25. I think he's got a first down, so on third and long, they pick it up here. And or let's see the spot. Yeah, they're going to move it. Or no, is it going to be fourth?
Nope. No, you're right.
All right, they are moving it
here. Be confident.
I question myself. So 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 16-0 lead here for Dawesville on top of Delhi.
And the, no, Johnson is a huge thing as well because it really is a two-headed monster. You know, both of them get so many carries, and it's one or the other, and you don't know as a defense which one is going to get the ball, which way it's going. And not saying that the other guys aren't capable of doing that. We just have seen Johnson all year.
I see Johnson over on the sideline now. It's actually the first time I've seen him, and he's dressed to play. It's here on first down, they try to run to the right side with Prisco, and he's got nowhere to go. So Johnson, to me, all right, let's try to get into the mind of the Delhi staff here, right? Johnson is dressed, looks like he's ready to go, but we have not seen him at all. Is that like, okay, if we get in a close game, maybe we'll try to use him, much like they did against Tioga last week? Because if he's completely out, why dress him? You know, I'm just trying to get into the psyche here. I don't know. 9:15 to go, third quarter. Dawesville leading 16-0. Bulldogs trying to drive. Second down and long. Cornell wants to throw. Outside, he's got Nealis. Completed the 15-10. Nealis cuts back, and Nealis is in for a Delhi touchdown with 9 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Delhi gets on the board. Cornell to Nealis, and that puts six on the board there for the Bulldogs.
Another great-looking offensive possession for Delhi. This is the fourth time tonight that they've really moved the ball. They've had a lot of success. They have, in my opinion, they have to go for two here because a one-point extra point keeps it at a two-possession game. So I think you got to go for the two here.
So we'll see what Delhi decides to do. Looks like they're going to line up for two. Trailing now 16-6 with 9 minutes to go here in this third quarter. They come out and get it done. Nealis, such a great athlete in space, and he makes them pay there. So they're going to go for two. They got two wide receivers spread to the left, two to the right, and a little QB keep. They're going to go to Cook, and Cook diving forward. They say he's in for two. So make it 16-8 now with 9:02 to go in the third quarter. Cook needed all of that extension to punch that one in. Makes it 16-8. We'll be right back. Delhi's back in this game in the third quarter on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. And the deep kick by Nealis is fielded by Dawesville, and they'll bring it out to the 35. Going right to left, that's Borst on the return. And now how will the Blue Devils answer Sky on their first possession of the third quarter? With 8:56 to go in the third, it's Dawesville 16, Delhi 8.
Yeah, back to a one-possession game here. Dawesville's got... They've got a good offense and got so many weapons, and, you know, that's such a luxury because we can attack you in many different ways. We can send guys in motion. We can fake the one guy, give it to another. We saw the quarterback with a huge run up the middle earlier as well. So I can't really predict which way they're going to go here, but they got a tough offense to stop.
So here's the Blue Devils again going right to left. The blue tops, the white pants, and the white helmets. And they cut to the outside with Boris tiptoeing out to the 40, about the 42, before he's knocked out of bounds there by Rocco Schnabel. Delhi in the white tops with the white helmets, the maroon trim, and the gray pants here tonight. Live from Cicero North Syracuse High School, the New York State Class D football quarterfinals. Winner will go to the state semifinals in Vestal next Friday night. So Dawesville now on a second down and about two to go, leading 16-8, and they've shown that they can do it, you know, between the tackles. They can cut to the outside. Very dangerous team here on offense. Here's the quarterback, Tim Gomez, under center. He's got Mosier in motion from left to right. They're going to hand off a run up the middle, and boy, some tough tackling in there, and D.A. will bring him down. Couldn't see who that was cutting through. And that was Grayson Eggleston there up the middle. Had that nice run there to set up the second touchdown. 8.5 to go in this third quarter. Dodgeville leading in a one-score game, 16-8. Thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com, and all our fans over in Norwich on 92.3, our new frequency there, as well as good old 100.9 FM in Sydney. Shotgun now here for Dodgeville as they pick up that first down. Borst is in motion. They hand off, sweeps from left to right. Delhi trying to get him in the backfield. Borst turns the corner. He's got the first down and more. Down the sideline, 30, 25, 20. He's still in, 15, 10, 5. And did they say he stepped out? Yes. Stepped out at about the 21-yard line. Otherwise, he was going to the house. He's such a tough runner on the outside there to bring down.
Yeah, wow. he is. And, you know, they have great lead blocking, though, for our listeners that are not able to watch the game. He has such great lead blockers ahead of him, not just the linemen, but the backs do such a phenomenal job giving him great downfield blocking and giving him the ability to go one-on-one with a defender. And he's so tough to bring down one-on-one because he's got size and strength, but the speed as well with it.
Delhi had good penetration into the backfield, and he was still able to get the first down and much more once he turned that corner because of that good blocking. Here's a sweep from right to left with Eggleston. He turns the corner. He's at the 20, 15, 10. And brought down there at about the 9. Boy, that was a high hit there. And glad to see everybody's okay as a first down here for Dodgeville at about the 10-yard line. So they're knocking on the door inside the Delhi red zone once again. Eggleston with a good run. They're so good on that sweep. It's impressive.
They really are. And a lot of it, as I said, is they do a great job with sealing the edge there, letting the back get around there to the outside, picking up whoever they deem is the most important guy to get and giving the back the ability to go one-on-one, and they're very tough to bring down in that situation.
7.5 to go, third quarter. Dodgeville on the march once again. They lead Delhi 16-8 right now in the third quarter. A pitch to Borst. Cuts it back to the inside. He's inside the 5, brought down at about the 4 here for the Blue Devils. So a good answer here so far by Dodgeville as they're trying to punch this in to maybe push it back to a two-score game. Again, some more of our special sponsors for tonight's game include Lasting Impressions Landscape of Hobart, Clark Farms Creamery, and Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, as well as Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney. They are also our sponsor for the WCDO Athlete of the Week Award. Under center, Gomez now on a second down and goal to go for the Blue Devils. And they're going to go to Borst up the middle, diving forward, and he is in for the Dodgeville touchdown with 6:39 to go in this third quarter. And that gives the Blue Devils a 22-8 lead here over Delhi, and they answer right back. Heck of a run there. He is so big. I don't think we've seen a running back this big this season, you know, out of any of the teams we cover. It's very tough to bring down.
No, and as I said, there's speed along with it, too, so it just makes it really tough because if a guy's that big, you know, and he doesn't have that speed to go along with it, he's going to be your traditional between the tackles, and you hope you can bring him down because he's got the size. But he can get around the outside, too.
So here's the two-point conversion coming up for the Blue Devils. A pitch. They go right back to Borst. Cuts to the inside. We got a flag on the play. Borst right to the line. I don't think he got close enough.
He's definitely short. Just what's the penalty?
Yeah, waiting to see what the call is here. That flag came in from the back. So we'll see what it is here. Currently, Dodgeville leading Delhi 22-8 after the third touchdown of the day there by Trevor Borst.
It's going to be on Dodgeville. Both teams going to the sidelines.
All right, so Dodgeville coming up short there. So they now lead 22-8 with 6:39 to go in the third quarter. We'll step away for a break and be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6.5 to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Skylar Thompson here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the Sydney Main Street WCDO studios. Nice run back there by the Bulldogs out to the 34-yard line. So it's turned into a little bit of a shootout here, Sky, as Dodgeville now leads Delhi 22-8. Can the Bulldogs answer back once again?
Yeah, I think they're going to need to as well. I mean, we just saw Dodgeville take the ball all the way down the field. They've done that the last few possessions, and their offense looks to be clicking on all cylinders right now. So Delhi kind of has to be feeling a little bit of pressure here on offense to get the ball back in the end zone.
Yeah, they really do. Got to try to get this back to a one-score game if you're the Bulldogs. So a first down and 10, Delhi going left to right on your radio dial. Cornell drops back, wants to throw deep. He's got a man, but it's just overthrown by a couple of yards there, as they were trying to go deep there to Mason Reed, incomplete.
Yeah, he definitely had him on that one, and it actually had good protection too, so I think he could have held the ball just for a second longer, and that would have got that pass completed.
So a second down and 10 coming up, and you know, early in the game, we saw Delhi kind of stick to their running, much like they usually do, but a lot like last week, they've decided to go to the air, and it's looked very good at times.
Yeah, and I think I probably, you know, of course, this might be the easy answer, but without Johnson, it forces you to have to switch up your offense a little bit.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, Johnson got less carries last week against Tioga. It was a heavy dose of Cook. And so maybe that's why they went to the air a little bit more. Passing to the outside here, they find Cook on that little reverse to the 50. Cook's got some running room. He's inside Dodgeville territory, wrapped up and pushed out of bounds at about the 42. Very same play that they got that first half, big chunk of yardage on as well.
Yeah, another rollout to the right, throwing back across the field to the left side with lead blockers in front to Cook. I really do like that play. It's dangerous when you throw the ball that far back across the field, but he's been open both times and been able to pick up big yards for them.
Coming up on 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Delhi trailing 22-8 here in the state quarterfinals. They're marching again, though, going left to right. Cornell in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Dodgeville bringing the house here. Cornell stays in there, throws, passes complete. No, bobbled by Nealis, and it falls incomplete. He was trying to turn the corner. You could see him fumble with it, and then it falls to the turf.
Yeah, Dodgeville was hoping for a fumble there, but never really had possession of the ball, so incomplete pass.
So a second down and 10 coming up here for the Bulldogs. They are at the Dodgeville 40 going left to right, trying to fight their way back into this game, trailing 22-8. They were down 16-0 at the half. Had a pass play to Nealis that they got in the end zone to make it 16-8, but Dodgeville came right back down with the third touchdown of the night for Borst. Hand off to Cook here on 2nd and 10. Driving forward to about the 35. Going to be a 3rd and manageable, 3rd and 5 coming up here for DA. And so the Bulldogs trying to answer back once again. They have been a second-half team, which we talked about for most of the season, except for last week. But they found a way to get that done in dramatic fashion, scoring on that two-point conversion in overtime to take down the giant Tioga. And here is a QB keeper for Cornell. Not fooled. The Dodgeville defense breaking through and bringing him down for a sack with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And just great penetration once again there by the Blue Devils defense. Couldn't quite see who got through there for Dodgeville, but a nice job to bring him down in the backfield. So fourth and about 7 to go coming up here for the Bulldogs. They're inside Dodgeville territory at the 37-yard line here. They're going to go for it. Four down territory. Cornell drops back. Little two-step drop, throws to the outside, looking for Schnabel, somehow hauls it in. Three Dodgeville guys were right there to lay the hammer on him, but Schnabel is able to reach up into the night sky, bring that down, and move the chains. That was a heck of a grab.
It was, and he had a pretty good hit on him as well as he was making that catch. So great job holding on. That's a play that they had to have.
Had to have it.
And great job by Schnabel coming up big there for him.
I don't know how he got that. Honestly, I thought that was going to be tough, and he took a heck of a hit. He's limping a little bit here as he comes back to the line. 4:15 to go in the third. Schnabel fighting through it in his senior season here. And here's the snap. They're going to go right back to Cook, weaving his way through the teeth of the defense across the 20 down to the 19. He's tackled there. So Delhi, after converting on that big fourth down, trying to cash in. They're inside the red zone again here with 3:55 to go in this third quarter. Going to be a second down and about 3 to go here for the Bulldogs. Clock continues to move. Bulldogs, again, a little shorthanded here. A couple guys away this week, as well as some injuries. They're trying to make it work. First time here since 2006. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. They throw to the outside. They got to complete to Cook. Stays in bounds. Cuts back at the 5. Diving for the end zone. And they're going to say he's in. With 3:21 to go in the third, a touchdown here for Adam Cook. Put 6 on the board for Delhi, and it's 22-14.
And this is a situation where you actually can go for one. It's already a one-possession game. You can make it 15-22 if you go for one here. And that means if you get an extra point, if you get another touchdown with stopping Dulgeville, you can either kick the extra point to tie it or go for two for the win.
What will they do? Cornell's trotting back out onto the field here. Feels like they're going for two. Which, I mean, Delhi has loved their field goals, well, their extra points, I should say, all year long.
Yeah, and they're definitely going for two here. As I said, if you get the extra point, it makes it 15-22, so 7 ties it, 20, or 8 takes the lead.
Cornell rolls to his right, throws across the middle.
Wide
it's
open.
Complete. Cook right there in the middle of the end zone, hauls it in. As Guy said, he's wide open. It's 22-16. It has turned into a shootout. 3:21 to go in the third. We'll step away. We got a good one going here in the New York State Class D football quarterfinals. We'll be back on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Dalton with a nice return out to about the 38-yard line. Well done there by the Blue Devils. Jacob Moore on the return. And so our score with 3:15 to go in the third quarter, Dalton 22, Delhi 16. Bulldogs trying to fight their way back in, but the defense is going to have to come up and find a way to stop Dalton if they want any chance of winning this ball game.
Yeah, you can't trade touchdowns back and forth here. You got to get a stop. We just said, you know, that last possession of the first half really already starting to come into play here a little bit. But Delhi has a chance here to get a big stop and get the ball back. The offense is definitely rolling. They've already scored two touchdowns this half. Said second half team, but they got to get a stop.
3:15 to go in the third. Dalgeville going right to left again in the royal blue tops, the white pants, and the white helmet. They're going to pitch and lean on Borst here to the outside 40, 45, 50 to the outside. Borst is knocked out of bounds here by the Delhi defense. As, boy, he's been so tough when he gets to the edge there. You know, I'm thinking, Sky, if you're Dalgeville here, if you're a guy like Borst, you've been in this game before, and you've played Tioga, and you can't get through this round. They can taste it right now. So these two teams, both very hungry here to move on to the Final Four. This should be a great showdown the rest of this game.
Yeah, and they have so many weapons, but just like we've seen all game, I expect them to lean on him. He's so tough to bring down. He can do so many different things. We've seen him run over guys, pass guys, make juke moves. He's really tough, and you got to find a way to stop him.
First down here for Dodgeville. They're into Delhi territory, going right to left. The pitch right side for Boris. Cuts back through the middle. He's still on his feet and finally dragged down at about the 35. Again, a tackle by the ankle there. Otherwise, he's gone as he was almost springing that one free for six. 2.5 to go in the third. Dodgeville 22, Delhi 16. What was kind of a back and forth in the first half, but, you know, not a lot of score. Teams were trading punts a few times. Has now turned into an old-fashioned shootout here on the scoreboard. This has been fun. So Dodgeville now going to pick up another first down after that run there by Borth. They're at the Delhi 35. One wide receiver split out to the right. Borst in the backfield. Gomez under center. Hands off. Run to the outside for Borst. He is the workhorse here, and he's brought down at the 30. And, yeah, this it feels to me, Sky, correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like it's going to be Borst versus the Delhi defense the rest of the way here with a minute 50 to go in the third.
He's signaling something towards the sideline, either not happy with something or I don't know what. But, yeah, no, he three carries in a row. He's a workhorse for them. And they have so many other weapons, which is the crazy part, you know. But he is a really tough runner, really tough to find out a way to stop him because he can do so many different things. If you want him to go around the outside, he can. If you want him to go up the middle, he can. And if he starts outside, he can come back in. So it really is hard to stop a guy like that.
Minute 20 to go here in the third. Dodgeville with a second down and about five to go. They're inside Delhi territory. They hand off up the middle, and they're going to pick up the first down. I love that play design there for Grayson Eggleston. And he, again, just got tripped up at the last second. Gets the first down. Otherwise, he might have been gone. And they get it down to about the 23-yard line here.
Yeah, they're definitely getting some room here. The offensive line for Dodgeville getting a great push. Delhi defense has been great all year. They need to be great this possession with Dodgeville driving ball on the 22-yard line.
Blue Devils here taking their time. They're okay with working some clock here late in this third quarter with about 50 seconds to go. So they break the huddle. Play clock coming up on 10. And Gomez barking out the signals from his QB position here for Dodgeville. Man in motion from right to left. They hand off, cutting back through the teeth of the defense. They are going to be in for six. A touchdown here for Dodgeville. They answer right back with Bryce Mosier. And the Blue Devils offense is rolling right now with 33 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Well done. Every time that they've had to answer, the Blue Devils have had the answer. And a really nice job here is, again, they will go for two. They now lead 28-16. And a key two-point conversion here for the Blue Devils as they continue to try to get some breathing room between them and the Bulldogs. Eggleston is in motion, and they pitch. They're going to go back to Borst. He's looking for the outside edge, and he's brought down. Nice job on the outside there by Townsend for Delhi to chop him down. But still, Dodgeville leads 28-16 with 33 seconds to go third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
33 seconds left here, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Dodgeville with that touchdown now leads 28-16 with 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Been a great third quarter for both teams. The offense has really showed out for both of these teams here in the third frame.
Yeah, we got two touchdowns by each team this quarter alone, Nate. And then, someone's going to have to get a stop at some point.
Yeah.
And if you're Delhi fan, it has to be you guys because you're the ones trailing right now.
Bulldogs with the kickoff. They receive, I should say. They'll look to bring it out with Ivan Richardson. Another nice return out to about the 38-yard line here with 25 seconds to go in this third quarter. Again, thanks to all our special sponsors here tonight that have supported our coverage of Delhi football, including Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney, Morabito Gresham Insurance, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, and Curtis Lumber in Delhi, Sydney, and Norwich. And so the Bulldogs, again, going left to right. They're in the white tops, the gray pants, the white helmets with the maroon trim. also in the royal blue tops, that royal blue trim, the white pants, and the white helmet here. So Cornell in the shotgun, drops back, wants to throw over the middle, and this one is incomplete. He was looking for Richardson. Good coverage there by Dalgeville. Might have been tipped, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, he had a good amount of speed and velocity on that ball, and yeah, that was throwing across the middle like that's always a little bit risky, but he had a guy. I like the idea, though, to try to get a quick hitter here to get the momentum going back for your offense.
I thought it was a good defensive play there by Caden Dagger as well for Dalgeville to come over the middle. He might have gotten a piece of that. A handoff here for the Bulldogs on second down and 10 to the right side for Prisco. He tackled after a gain of two, and that's probably going to do it here for this third quarter. With our score, Dalgeville 28, Delhi 16. We got one quarter left to decide who's going to the state Final Four. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull, and we will be right back with the start of the fourth quarter here from Cicero North Syracuse High School on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, it all comes down to this. 12 minutes left, the fourth quarter. Delhi trying to save their season, but they find themselves down 28-16 to the Section 3 Class D champion, Dalgeville Blue Devils. We switch ends of the field to the Bulldogs now going right to left on your radio dial. Cornell drops back. He's in the shotgun. Delhi with the ball. They throw over the middle. Too tall there for Rocco Schnabel. It falls incomplete. Probably lucky to not be picked off there as that ball was kind of floating into no man's land. Fourth down coming up here for DA early in this fourth quarter. So a big play here, Sky. I mean, Dalgeville's offense has been rolling. You give it back to them. You know, it could be a tough night here. Last time they had a fourth down, they had a huge pass to Schnabel that he hauled in from his tight end position. We'll see what they dial up here.
This is a play that they have to get, Nate.
Have to have it. Fourth down and seven. Cornell, a little five-step drop, and he's sacked. Got the pressure from the outside. Nice job there by Dalgeville. It was Carter Madison coming in from the edge, bringing down Cornell. Turnover on downs, and the Blue Devils are going to have excellent field position at about the Delhi 33.
I don't think we've had a sack all day yet, but there couldn't have been a better time if you're a Dalgeville fan, or a worse time if you're a Delhi fan there. That was a big play. And now if you're Dalgeville, you are in a great position with the ball on the 33-yard line.
Yeah, huge play on defense. Yeah, I don't think we've seen Delhi give up a sack in any of the games that we've done. Cornell is not on the ground very often, but Dalgeville wins that battle there, and they stop him on fourth down. So now the Delhi defense needs a stop against this very potent Dalgeville offense. They go to Borst. He cuts through two tackles, dragging tacklers forward. I think he's got enough for a first down down to about the Delhi 21-yard line here with 11:42 to go in this fourth quarter. There's a lot of football left to be played here in this fourth quarter, but boy, they punch one in here, Sky. That's certainly going to be tough sledding for the Bulldogs the rest of the way.
Yeah, and, you know, it would make it a three-possession game, and, you know, this Dalgeville offense has just been so good, especially here in the second half, so efficient, effective, and it's been tough to stop them.
Blue Devils here with Gomez under center, and they're going to run it up the middle, good for a couple of yards. Clock is on their side. Grayson Eggleston with the carry, and I think they're going to be pretty content to work this clock, get some chunk plays. Maybe if they cash in, could be the icing on the cake here. I hate to say that because I've seen a crazy ending here before at CNS back in 2016 with Sydney. They were down two touchdowns with about 2 minutes left, came back, pulled off the hook and ladder, wild game against Onondaga. So you never know. But Dolphins are looking very good right now. 10:45 to go here, fourth quarter. A second down and seven to go here for Dolgeville. A little miscommunication there on that handoff. Yeah, ball might have been out. Dolgeville saying they have it. That play kind of broke down from the beginning. See who's got it on the bottom of the pile here. Looks like Dolgeville's going to keep it as far as I can tell.
Yep, they'll definitely keep it there. But that was almost a break that Delhi needed right there.
Yeah, it looked like very similar to the first quarter where Dolgeville was driving. Ball came out. Delhi was able to fall on it. Yeah, play just nobody was on the right same page there for Dolgeville, which is very rare. We've seen them run a lot of different formations very crisply here tonight.
The only other mishap was that very first drive of the game where they fumbled it in around the same area.
Yeah, 9:55 to go here, fourth quarter. Waiting for the snap. A pitch on third and nine. Back to Borst, and he's tackled at about the 19, so the Delhi defense coming up strong here. Going to be about a fourth and seven, fourth and eight for the Blue Devils with 9:40 to go here, fourth quarter. Delhi hoping to get the ball back with no damage done.
And they'll need to get the ball back here because the clock is not, you know, it's still moving. We still have over 9 minutes left, but with two teams that really run the ball, Delhi's throwing it more tonight, of course, but the clock running is going to be tough here, especially a two-possession game.
Dolgeville looking to advance to the state Final Four in Vestal next Friday. The snap, and Gomez is going to keep it. Run to the outside. Does he have enough? Cuts to the inside, sliding forward. It's going to depend on the mark. I think he's got it down at the 11. We haven't seen him run anything like that here tonight. Got to the outside and then willing himself forward.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, he got it. So Gomez with a gutsy play to the outside. I thought they were going to get him about a yard short, but what a play call there. And they're able to move the sticks there. Wow.
He made a great cut back to the inside, and they faked the handoff to Borst, and probably everyone was thinking that's where the ball was going to go. But great play call, great move. And if you're a Dolphins fan, great job picking up the first down. That's a huge play for them.
8.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dolgeville with a fresh set of downs. They're in the red zone. They hand off to Borst. He's tackled at the 10. Just feels like they're trying to take the air out of the ball right now with a 28-16 lead. Dolgeville on top of Delhi.
Yeah, we're just keep running the ball. Keep the clock moving. We got the ball right now on the 9-yard line. So right where we want to be. Delhi, though, the ball was on the ground recently. Hopefully you can get something like that. You know, force a turnover. They need a play like that right now more than ever.
Yeah, you need somebody. Nealis, one of those guys that always seems to be able to make a play. Schnabel, Cook, somebody to come up with a big play here on defense to try to get a turnover with 7:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Dolgeville knocking on the door again. Gomez in the shotgun. He's got a receiver to the right. They hand off to Eggleston on the interior. He's chopped down at about the 5 by the Delhi line. But that's fine. If you're the Blue Devils right now, you're happy with every 3 or 4 yard little play that you can pick up. Coming to you live tonight from Cicero North Syracuse High School, the New York State Class D football regional game between Section 3 and Section 4, Dolgeville against Delaware Academy. Again, first time Delhi's been here since 06. Great game against Tioga last Friday night at Johnson City High School. Waiting for the snap here on a third down at about 3 to go. They go to Borst, left side. He's got enough for the first down, reaching for the pylon. It looks like he's going to be down right at the goal line here, but he did pick up the first down, I believe, with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Dolgeville leading 28-16. And so the Blue Devils here trying to punch it in.
Are they going to measure this one?
Boy, I don't know.
I thought
clearly he had the first down, but that is on the opposite side of the field. I thought the spot was closer to the goal line myself, but yeah, they're taking a good look at this here.
Chain Gang doesn't get as much of a chance to shine here because the ball is right next to them.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't have to come out on the field. You know, those guys always want that.
Yeah. So what are they saying here, Sky? Inches?
I don't know if they've given an actual...
Yeah, fourth and short coming up here. I thought he had it for sure.
Well, I guess here you go. If you're Delhi, right? You got a fourth down. We can get a stop here and get the ball back. I don't want to say this is the game for Delhi because, of course, there's exactly 7 minutes left on the clock, but this is a huge play for them.
We did see Dodgeville stop Delhi in this very same end of the field on a fourth down deep in the red zone. It can be done. Dodgeville's going to break the huddle here with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Waiting for the snap here on a fourth down. Gomez is under center. I think he's trying to get Delhi to jump and can't get him to do it. So a timeout is going to be taken here with 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Dodgeville on top, 28-16 over Delhi in the New York State Class D Football Regional. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. A key fourth down here for Dodgeville. They're at about the Delhi 2 yard line. Fourth down. Dodgeville leading 28-16. Delhi trying to get a stop and trying to find a way to get back in this game, score some points quick. Dodgeville breaks the huddle. Out of the timeout, play clock's at 20. They line up. Here's Gomez. Got a man in motion. That's Mosier from left to right. And ball's on the turf. I think Delhi's got it here. They bobbled the snap. And the Bulldogs are going to come up with that ball. So they do. They stop them on fourth down with 6:57 to go in the fourth. Dodgeville on top 28-16. But Bulldogs got a little bit of life here, Scott.
Yeah, and a lot of field left to go. Yeah. Ball on the 4 yard line. They got to go 96 yards here. But when they needed a stop, they got one here. It gives yourselves a chance to go to the end of the field. They still got to get two scores, though. Right now it's 28-16, so down by 12. But they're definitely alive. Better than it would have been if it was a three possession game, for sure.
I want to thank our special sponsors tonight, including Houston and Benson Insurance and SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union. Here is Cook. He's going to break a tackle and give him a little real estate to work with out to the 15. Hey, we're kind of in that dangerous territory that we saw Dodgeville in earlier where you're backed up against your own end zone. 6:45 to go here, fourth quarter. 28-16 our score.
I think the Delhi offense needs to go kind of quick here because even though, you know, you have all three timeouts, there's still more than 6 minutes left in the game. You got to get going down the field a little bit because you still got 80. You got a long way left to go. About 87 yards.
Am I right here, Sky? Dodgeville's got two timeouts.
Yep.
Delhi with three.
Yep.
So that's the timeout situation. A run up the middle here by the Bulldogs, and they got some real estate to work with now. Out to the 30, Adam Cook doing everything he can here for this Bulldogs team on the ground. 6:15 to go here in the fourth. Delhi out to the 30 again, going right to left, but they got to hurry. They don't have a lot of time to work with here or mess around with.
The thing is if they score, they have to get the ball back again. And if you don't get an onside kick or something like that, then you have to have enough time left to call the timeout and then get the ball back.
Waiting for the snap. Dropping back, Cornell. Here comes the rush. And he throws. It's complete to Schnabel at the 45. He's still on his feet to the 40. Out to the 45, I should say. And he's tackled there. So, again, another one of those plays where you think Cornell is going to be in big trouble, and he's able to just stay calm, cool, and collected and dump that off there to Schnabel.
Yeah, nice play call there. They kind of ran a little screen play. They're back to the middle as opposed to off to the side to a guy like Cook or Nealis or something like that, back to the middle to Schnabel.
And so a first down here for Delhi, nearing midfield, going right to left. 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Dodgeville leads 28-16. Bulldogs trying to save their season here in the state regional game. Cornell to the outside. It's too tall for his intended receiver on the far side. Looks like Ivan Richardson over there. So a second down and 10 coming up. This is eerily similar to that Sydney game. I'm telling you, that was crazy. I'm not wishing any ill will here on Dodgeville, I promise. But you just never know sometimes. Wacky things happen in high school football. And so this will be Delhi out to the 43-yard line here on a 2nd and 10, going right to left, 5:18 to go fourth quarter. Three wide receivers split out to the left. Cornell wants to throw. He's got Nealis. The throw is low, but he scooped it up. Nealis has got it, and good for about 5 yards on the play out to the 49-yard line. Clock continues to move down to 5 minutes to go here at Cicero North Syracuse High School. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show. We give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney and Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Third down and 5 to go. Cornell in the shotgun here. The Delhi quarterback hands off to Cook. Nowhere to go. The defense right there for Dalgeville. Another key tackle in the backfield. I believe that was Eggleston breaking through to make that tackle. And now another fourth down coming up for the Bulldogs with 4.5 to go in this fourth quarter.
And I don't hate the run call there. If you're going to have a fourth down, have it be manageable, pick up a couple more yards there. They've been running the ball with success, but Dalgeville, they're making a huge stop.
Yeah, they seem to be able to come up with a big play on D whenever they need to. They had that key fourth down stop earlier, late in the second quarter. Here's Cornell. The drop, throws over the middle. It's complete to Richardson, and he's got the first down, and he's tackled in Dalgeville territory at the 41. Another fourth down conversion. This time they find Ivan Richardson over the middle. Boy, they've come up with a bunch of those tonight, Sky, where they got themselves into a fourth down and a fourth and long, and they're still able to find a way.
Yeah, and they got 3:50 and running here on the clock, and I don't want to keep thinking about the clock game, but you really have to start considering it, and maybe the offense needs to go a little bit quicker.
3:40 to go here in the fourth. Cornell drops back, wants to throw over the middle. It is incomplete, in and out of the hands there of Richardson. And so second down coming with 3:35 left. Dalgeville on top of Delhi, 28-16. So now this will give Delhi a little breathing room here in the fourth quarter to huddle back up and try to reset. But I agree, that they got to find a way to score quick and then try to get it back. But they do have the great kicking game. Nealis, we've seen him do it before. He's had perfect placement on some onside kicks that we've seen earlier in the season. Cornell throws to the outside. He's got Nealis at the 35. Cuts back inside to the 30, but pushing the pile forward. Nealis still going to the 25 here. Won't go down, but that whole time the clock's still moving.
Yeah, picked up a great extra couple yards there. I mean, they were about to blow that play dead and then somehow push the pile forward a little bit more, you know, getting the ball down to around the 25 here, but they're still huddling, and it's taking more and more precious time off that clock.
Yeah, Delhi trailing 28-16 here in the Class D football regional at Cicero North Syracuse High School. Dalgeville on top. Cornell drops back, wants to throw. He's going for the end zone here, and it is incomplete at about the 2-yard line as they were trying to throw to that pylon on that far side, but incomplete. So this will bring up second down and 10 here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Trying to save their season. 2:58 to go here, fourth quarter. Dalgeville looking to get back to the final four and get over the hump. It's been tough for Dalgeville to get to this game so many times, run into Tioga, and have their season end. They're 10-0, trying to go to 11-0. Cornell running, and this one is picked off. Picked off by one of the linemen. Schnabel was trying to get there. He was looking for the tight end. And one of the linemen was able to pull that down and haul it in. And Dalgeville knows that might be the icing on the cake right there with 2:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. They're pretty excited. Anytime one of those guys on the line is able to pull that off. Good hands to pull it in, too.
They went back to that screen play where they threw it to the middle to Schnabel, but the Dalgeville defense had seen that one before, and they were ready for it that time. And as you said, alignment. They don't usually get their hands on the ball like that, but very happy when he got that there. The sideline, very excited for him. And as you said, that might have been the icing on the cake.
Yeah, Robert Binkowski, if I mispronounce that, I apologize, but give him some credit there on the line for hauling that in. Not a name is expecting to call for an interception tonight. So here's Dalgeville just trying to be smart with the ball the rest of the way here. They'll run up the right side here outside the tackles with Eggleston before he's brought down. 2:42 to go here in this fourth quarter. What a season for the Delhi Bulldogs. They're trying to pull something off here in the last 2.5 minutes, but you know, this is a team that has been so close in recent times. We've got a timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here. They had probably one of the best teams that I've seen locally during the COVID season of 2020. They could run, they could pass, they could do a little bit of everything. I've always felt so bad. I would have loved to have seen what that team could have done. They had the short COVID season in the spring. They went undefeated. You know, only probably got, I think, 5 or 6 games in, but I always thought, boy, they deserved more. And the last couple of years, getting to the championship game, losing to Tioga, they break through this year, and awesome to see them get here to this game. And you know, maybe they can pull something off here, but 2:42 left, they trail 28-16.
It's going to be tough, but we talked about it before. They got a lot of key players back next year as well, and I don't want to think that far ahead just yet. Still time on the clock, but definitely a great successful season this year for them. Ran into a real tough team, and a couple things I think they probably want back. You know, that's the unfortunate part sometimes, but as you said, not done yet.
Waiting for the snap. They're going to go to Borst, who cuts up the middle. He's brought down there by Thompson. As the winner of this game will go to Vestal for the state semifinals next week. They're going to get the winner of Avon from Section 5 out in the Geneseo area. And then Section 6 champ is the combined team of Panama, Sherman, and Clymer, which has been there many times over the last, I would say, 5 years. They've been a staple in the state Final Four. So I kind of thought, looking at the bracket, whoever won this game was going to have, in my opinion, maybe the tougher road back to the Dome, as I thought the upper half of the bracket, I don't want to say it was easier. Everyone's good at this point, but I just thought, boy, that's a tough road to get through the Section 3-4 game and then have to play the winner of 5 and 6.
And 3 and 4 is always a battle every year. You
exactly.
know, we've seen Tioga the last few years, and I hate to keep saying, you know, Dawesville keeps running into them. They're happy that they didn't this year, it looks like. But 3 and 4 is always a really good football, and Section 4, like we've talked about numerous times on the radio, there's some really good teams across all classes that come out of Section 4 once we get to this point in the year. So, and I expect the same thing to happen this year. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like Delhi will, you know, be able to continue on, but the other teams are really good.
So excited to see what Forks can do, what Waverly can do, what Main Endwell can do. As here on a third down, Borst running inside the tackles. This Delhi defense not going to quit here with 2.5 left. They're going to use some of these timeouts, I'm sure.
And Waverly and Forks are both in because of the new rule, correct?
I'd have to think off the top of my head who got the, what classes got the wild card.
I don't think it is them. Never mind.
It was AA, A, and 8-man. And it was supposed to be D. Can you imagine Tioga and Delhi both in the state tournament? I mean, it would have been wacky, and we thought that's possibly what it could be until about 3 weeks ago, and we were told that the wild card was not in play this year, and that one of the downstate sections that doesn't normally have a team would be having a team eligible for the state tournament. So I know that broke a lot of hearts in our area, as everybody was thinking, okay, if we get to the final, we're still going to have that chance. But Delhi was still able to get the job done in the sectional final. 2.5 to go here. Fourth down and about 4 to go for Dawesville. And they tried the hard count there once again. And then they'll take a timeout. So Delhi is out of timeouts, and now Dawesville has one more left to go here. So we'll step away for 30 seconds here in the Class D football regional. Dawesville 28, Delhi 16. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2.5 to go here, fourth quarter. Dawesville 28, Delhi 16. Fourth down here for Dawesville. They're going left to right. They're in their own territory at about the 33. They're going to go for it. They pitch to Borst to the outside. He's got the first down. 45, 50, still on his feet into Delhi territory and runs out at the 40. And they convert a huge fourth down there for the Blue Devils. Got to go to him. He gets it done.
Yeah, and if I'm going to nitpick Borth, you don't get out of bounds in that situation. But he's a really impressive running back. I think any team that's going to face them going forward is going to have a real tough time because, as we said, it's not just him. He's got a lot of teammates around him that are capable runners, but the blocking has been what's been so impressive for me, not just the line, but they've been doing a great job. But the backs downfield have been able to give just that little bit of extra room for them downfield.
And it looks like they are going to take the knee here and try to eat off some of this clock. Delhi unable to stop it with 2:15 to go here in this fourth quarter. Smart move there by the Blue Devils as they can punch their tickets to the state Final Four here in another 2 minutes. Be interesting. I'm very excited to see who they're going to play. In fact, I can probably get a score update on that other game as I saw one of our old friends from Binghamton TV, Ian Mills, now working out in Section 5, and he was actually at that game. I'll see if he's posted any updates to see who Dolgell might have a chance to play here as they're just working this clock down and taking a knee here. So all the faithful fans that came out here and supported the crew for both these teams got to see a great game at the end of the day.
Yeah, they did. And as I said, Delhi, unfortunately, is probably going to look at a couple plays that they wish that they had back, but nothing to be ashamed of this season. Very successful year. Sectional champs, which is never anything easy to do, especially in Section 4, as we just got done talking about, we talked about all year. Section 4 is so tough every year, regardless of class. And, to be able to say you won Section 4 really means something.
Yeah, anytime you can win a Section 4 football championship, one of the better sections in the state for football, you're really doing something. So just looking here, I think last check I had, Clymer Sherman Panama was up 6-0 in that game. So we'll see who Dolgeville is going to go on and play next weekend in Vestal. They're going to be making a trip down to Section 4, but unfortunately for the DA Bulldogs, their season is going to come to a close here. 35 seconds left and fourth down here, but Dolgeville's only got to let this take one more knee. Waiting for them to do that here. Play clock's at 5. Game clock's at 20 seconds left. And so that'll do it. They're going to...
Nope.
Actually take a timeout?
Yep.
They're going to take the timeout. All right, with 16 seconds left, they will take the timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds here. Dolgeville 28. Delhi 16 in the state quarterfinals on CDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. So Dolgeville ended up punting. Delhi's going to get it back here with 3 seconds left. We'll keep it right here for our post-game awards as well. As 3 seconds left, Delhi is just going to throw over the middle. This one falls incomplete, and that is going to do it. Dolgeville moves on 28-16 over the Delaware Academy Bulldogs. Delhi's season comes to an end, a fantastic season, but they just come up a little too short here tonight against the Section 3 champions. All right, let's get into our three awards here. For anyone listening from Dawesville, a little disclaimer here tonight that anytime we do a game outside of the area, we just give the three awards to the team from our coverage area. It's not a slight against Dawesville. Obviously, they deserve some awards here tonight. But just in terms of delivering the awards, we're going to go with three Delhi players tonight. So first up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go here tonight with Lucas Nealis. Had a lot of great plays on offense, got open, and caught that touchdown pass. Just an athletic guy out in space. Did a great job tonight.
Yeah, I'm always impressed by him.
Next up tonight is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We'd like to go with Rocco Schnabel. He recovered that fumble. He was just a beast on the line and a senior. We wish him well in his future endeavors, but Rocco gets our Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. We wanted to go tonight with, who are we going with for All-Purpose?
Cook.
Cook, yes, sorry. We're going with Adam Cook. My mistake there. So we go with Adam Cook, a beast, did everything he could, put his team on his back. Them not having Johnson tonight, he really had to shoulder the load, and he gets the job done.
Yeah, he's always impressive, and, wow. I hate to say what if for Delhi, without a couple of really important guys for them, a couple of plays, as I said, they probably wish that they had back, but what a season, as I said. Winning a sectional title is nothing to be ashamed of, and for the guys that are coming back next year, there's definitely a little bit more hunger looking forward to that program.
Yeah, great season. Yeah, a couple of guys, out of town on this trip for a school trip. It happens. A couple of injuries. They cut that maybe to 16-8 at the end of the second quarter instead of being down 16-0 at half. I guess it's football is always that game of what ifs. But you can guarantee in 20 years from now they'll be looking back. This will be a positive memory for these guys. Hey, we won the section. We beat Tioga. We got to play at the beautiful facility up here at CNS. So a core memory for these guys down the road.
Yeah, it absolutely will be. And as I said, they definitely have nothing to be ashamed of for their season. For the seniors, it's always a terrible feeling when it's your last game. But for the guys next year, great building year for them going forward, getting a sectional title, getting the program back on track like we talked about. Since 2006 was the last time making an appearance, I believe, right, in the sectional championship in 2001 since winning. So I believe we have that right, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yep. 06 was the last Section 4 championship, won the state in 01.
Right.
And I just got to say, too, there was a time after Dave Kelly retired that this program, I don't want to say it was ever in jeopardy, but I think they went through like three coaches in 3 years, had a coaching change mid-season, and a lot of people were saying, what is going on with Delhi football? Coach Newman has come in, and he has solidified this program. These guys buy into what he does, and they have just had four or five great successful seasons under him since he took over. And it was not an easy thing when he took over. He had to kind of start from scratch, and look where they are today. A true testament to him and his staff.
Yeah, I as I said last week, I hope there was an election for him over in Delhi after the two-point conversion. Great season, great job building, and they have nothing to be ashamed of this year at all.
I believe they just did a player of the game, as they usually do at the state tournament for both teams, and Nealis just got that for Delhi, and Borst got it for Dawesville, and they just received the championship plaque. And so, Sky, that's going to do it. I want to say thanks again to all our special sponsors. They made it possible for us to be here. But again, for your final broadcast, thanks for all you've done here for us here at the station.
Yeah, this is it. Before a week from today, hopefully by this time I'm actually woke down in Tennessee where I'm going to be moving to. But it's been a lot of fun doing this with you, Nate. As I've told you before, and I'll say it again for all of our listeners, but this is the last time I'll probably be able to say it on the air, you do such a great job for our area, and I can't thank you enough for all the great things that you've done for me when I was coaching, and I know that you're going to continue, and our area is going to be in great hands with you. regardless of where you might be and what time you're covering something. But I will definitely still be following along and checking you out because I know just that's a great, reliable source.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate everything you've done for us. Going to miss you. It's hard to get someone who wants to come along and help you out on these broadcasts. You got to give up a lot of your time and your Friday nights and your Saturday afternoons, and you know, you've helped with basketball as well, so it's greatly appreciated. When I called you there a few years ago, and I said, I have an offer you can't refuse, I was hoping I'd get you for one game. And here we are, four years later.
I couldn't refuse, so, yeah. I haven't refused since. So, but now, unfortunately, you don't have a choice.
So I appreciate it, and best of luck in your future endeavors. I know we'll stay in touch.
Absolutely.
So, huge thank you to everybody back at the station, Rob Ray, Craig Stevens, for all their work, and, of course, Jim Tomeo, who's on the board for every game this season, our in-game producer, does a fantastic job, and Jim and I will be off and running on basketball next week, so we won't have a ton of downtime, that's for sure. But, again, our final score here tonight, 28-16, Dalgeville on top of Delhi. Our football season is complete. We'll be on to winter sports. So check back in the archives. We will have all these games on our game audio archive shortly on WCDOsports.com. As again, Delhi falls in the New York State Class D Football Regional to Dalgeville 28-16. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you for some basketball coming up soon on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
WCDO.